Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Who wants free Spike here? Yeah, me too. Guess what? So this week, between now and Friday, I'm going to choose one lucky kid off of Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, and they will get to pick one thing totally for free out of the Spy Kid store, and I'll ship it right to your house. Okay, so stop what you're doing and go click subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts for Kids Short Stories. All right, and between now and Friday, I'm gonna pick one lucky kid that's gonna pick anything that they want out of the Spy Kid store. Does that sound awesome? Yes, it is gonna be exciting! And today's story comes to us from two of our friends, Jackson and Nora. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidshortstories.org. Send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you ready for this one? Me too, let's go! Hey Jackson, have you seen my shoes? Nora was looking for her shoes because her and her brother Jackson were about to go outside and play.
No, I haven't seen them, Jackson said.
Oh no, those are my favorite shoes. Where did I put them?
Oh gosh, I left them in the garage. I'll be right back.
She ran outside to the garage to find her shoes.
Oh, there they are. Right next to...
Wait a second. What are all these muddy traps?
What?
Ah! Jackson! Get over here!
Nora shouted as loud as she could for Jackson to come. As Jackson got over there, they just found a giant mess in their garage.
There was like sloppy mud all over the floor. It looked like some kind of like tracks and...
And wait a second, our scooters are gone. They were right here.
Are you kidding me? Wait a second.
Jackson, did you remember to put the scooters in the garage last night?
Oh, I definitely did. After we were done with the scooters, I put them right in their spot, right here in the garage, right there.
Then where are they?
I don't know, but something crazy happened in our garage.
I don't know what happened, but our scooters are gone!
Jackson shouted. Something crazy had definitely happened. There was a huge mess. The scooters are gone, but thankfully Nora's shoes were there, so that's good.
All right, I'm gonna put my shoes on, and then we gotta start looking around for clues. This is... I think we've been robbed!
Dun, dun, dun!
The two of them both put on their shoes, and what they thought was supposed to be a fun Saturday morning where they were going to play outside
turned into a Saturday morning mystery.
And so as they started to look around for clues, Jackson was the first to come up with a good idea.
All right, you know that giant mess in the garage? It kind of looked like footprints or like some kind of like trail or tracks that we could follow.
Yeah, I saw that too,
Nora said. So... let's try and follow it, see where it goes.
The two of them, it was kind of hard to see like where these tracks went because it was so messy and so muddy, but...
Oh, I think they're going this way,
Nora said. And they followed them all the way towards their front door of the house.
What?
And they went right up to the front door.
Huh? What is that?
Nora said.
On their door was a big piece of paper with a slap of mud on it, and it was taped to the door. Jackson and Nora looked at each other. All of a sudden, fear struck through their eyes.
Do you think that's from the thing that stole our scooters? That does not look like a kid.
What in our world?
They were very scared. You see, they had heard of a legend of some kind of swamp monster that lived in their swamp in the backyard. In the backyard was a big, big forest, and there was a swamp back there. And there was a swamp monster that was supposed to live back there, but no one in the neighborhood had ever seen it. They just always heard about the story. But this
Makes a lot of sense. Except I don't know why he would take the scooter, but... All right, Jackson, Nora said. This is all pointing at the swamp monster.
There's no way, Nora! It's not real!
Yeah, I know that's what we used to think, but just think of the clues. There's mud all over the garage. There's a trail over here, and then more mud slapped on this paper on the door. It's like it was leaving us a message. Like, I wonder if it's like, I'm coming for everything, and the scooters are just a start. Do you think that's what it's trying to say? Do you know how to read Swamp Monster? No, I don't know how to read Swamp Monster. Jackson and Nora didn't know what to do. They had this message, definitely from the Swamp Monster, and covered in mud. And their scooters were gone. Why would a Swamp Monster want scooters? They had a million questions and zero answers. All right. Is there any other trails that we can follow? Nora said. Jackson looked around and he said, oh, wait a second. Yeah, it keeps going around this, like the corner of our house. It keeps going. It's like it took our scooters, went up to our front door, left this scary muddy message, and then left for the swamp. He must have dragged our scooters into the swamp to destroy them. Oh, we gotta get him. And they started to follow the trail. Their fear of the swamp monster had turned into, you know, the kind of feeling that spy kids feel when the bad guy has done something bad and you gotta stop him from doing bad things. That was the feeling that they had now. So as they snuck around the house, all right, stay low, Nora, stay low. We gotta be quiet. They carefully walked all the way around to the back of the house. As they approached the forest line, they could see the swamp in the distance. It takes about 2 minutes to walk through the forest all the way to that stinky swamp. Yeah, I haven't told you guys the swamp. It's got a really stinky smell. And so kids usually don't like to go over there because of two things, you know. It smells bad, and the swamp monster. And so as they carefully walked through the forest towards the swamp, they got closer and closer, and oh, I can never get used to that smell, Jackson said. And the closer they got, the smellier it became.
I can't even breathe back here,
Nora said as she plugged her nose with her fingers.
All right. I think we're getting closer because the trail is... It looks really fresh.
Nora, take your fingers off your nose. I can barely understand you, Jackson said.
But it's so stinky, I can't even... What was that? Run!
Jackson and Nora ran and hid behind a tree.
Did you hear that? It was definitely the swamp monster. It's gotta be close. It's gotta be close. What do we do? What do we? Oh no. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
Who's over there?
It can talk. Do you think it saw us?
Nora whispered to Jackson.
I don't know, but I think it's getting closer.
Come on out there. I would love to talk with you. Oh, why, hello there.
Jackson and Nora started to scream, and then the swamp monster started to scream too.
Why are you screaming?
Please don't eat a swamp monster. We were just wondering where our scooters went.
Oh, your scooters? Oh, they're right over here. I'm very sorry. That was kind of rude of me.
Wait, you still have the scooters? You didn't, like, steal them and destroy them?
Oh, no. Didn't you see my note that I left on the door?
No. Well, we saw it, but it was just a big, like, just mud on the paper. There weren't any words.
Oh no, I left you a whole long swamp monster note. Do you not know how to read, swamp monster?
No, we definitely don't.
Oh, I'm very sorry. The note explained everything, but I'll tell you again. You see, all my swamp friends, they entered into a scooter race, and I don't have any scooters. And for all of my legs, I actually need two scooters, which is why I borrowed yours, and I explained it all in the note. I'm very sorry that you thought that I stole it. You can definitely have it back. My apologies.
And the swamp monster handed the two scooters back to them. Oh my gosh, well, thank you for explaining all that, Nora said. Yeah, we thought that you stole it and that you were this like mean creature that, but this all makes a lot of sense. Jackson and Nora couldn't believe this entire story.
Yes, well, you see us swamp monsters, we know that we're stinky and we scare people, and so we try to stay out of your way. Please forgive us, and please forgive me. I will never do it again.
Oh, well, you could definitely borrow, like, our toys, but, yeah, just, let's just, why don't you ask us first, and then we'll probably say yes, Jackson said.
Oh, that, I promise, I will always ask first.
All right, well, I think we should probably get home, Nora said.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sorry to keep you. Here's your scooters.
Oh, no. Why don't you use the scooters for the race, and then you can bring them back after you're done with the race?
You would do that for me? Oh, thank you very much, my new friends. What are your names?
Well, my name's Nora, and this is Jackson.
Nora and Jackson, thank you very much. I will let you know how the race goes. I'll see you later. Over.
Wow, that was crazy. Who would have thought that a swamp monster would be in a scooter race and needed to borrow some scooters? What a crazy adventure that Jackson and Nora just went on. It's a good thing that they solved the mystery. And I think they made a new friend. The end.